I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C. We're going to have a great time studying the Word of God together. Thank you for joining me today again in Studio C. And Chrissy's back with me again.
Yes, ma'am. This is so fun studying the Word of God with you and all of you watching today.
That's right.
Well,
we began last week and we had so much to study, we didn't get through it. So we're just continuing on. We're going to jump right in it. In fact, it is an article from our current monthly magazine.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the end of the month, but this was all of October. God Says You Qualify.
Yeah.
A lot of you that are on our mailing list may have already gotten this. You've read it. And what we're doing is we're taking it as a base, but we're going a little deeper, seeing how it affects us. It's an article inside there that Jesse wrote. It's actually in his newest book that's out there called Overwhelmed.
That
many of you, if you haven't gotten it, you need to get this. It's filled with so much insight about how God really wants to overwhelm you with His blessings.
Yes.
And that's what's available to every believer if they'll just trust the Lord.
It's so true. And I love this title so much because when you think of the word overwhelmed, sometimes people think of all their chores or all the things they have to do or their to-do list. They think it's overwhelmed. We took the word and Boss turned it. You both of you had this statement, turned it around, and we put be overwhelmed in a good way. God wants you overwhelmed by His blessings.
In a good way. It's a great way. In fact, it all really still ties in with our theme for this year, which has been create your world and walk in it.
Yeah.
God wants you to be overwhelmed with His goodness, and you create your world by speaking His word. And this is how we began last week. So we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 1 and just do a little small recap just by reading the original text for this teaching. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read about how when God, the first words that God spoke to mankind. Chrissy, why don't you start with that?
Yes, ma'am. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That was those are some great words He spoke to us.
Yeah, those are words that overwhelm some people in a bad way.
Yeah, in a bad way.
God wants to overwhelm us in a good way by having us put to do these things. This word be was a command word, just like when He said, light be.
Yeah.
Something happened. Mm-hmm. So when He said, be fruitful, it started a creative force within you. If you'll believe it, it'll move you toward your promise. Instead of feeling that you're disqualified, God wants to show you that you qualify for every blessing and everything. And we talked a lot about that last week.
We sure did.
If you missed last week, you could go back and look at it after this program.
Yes,
right now.
Exactly.
But this one will be the second half of that whole beautiful teaching. And we're going to really focus on how God wants you to know that wants us to get righteous and then get blessed.
I love it so much. I think that it's so powerful. When we studied last week, you know, it really hit me. It was like, God says you qualify. That's a huge statement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people, you might be out there right now thinking, that's not me. I did this. I'm a mess. But God wants to use you even right now. Even if you feel like your life is a mess, He wants to make it just put a message in your mess, really, and let you just be a receiver of all His good things that He's given you, He's promised for you. It's all good
things. I always think about this beautiful scripture in Psalms. I don't know exactly where it's at right now, but the Lord just brought it to my heart, how He says He's the glory and the lifter of your head. I can just visualize God like putting His, you know how kids, sometimes they don't want to look up and they just feel so upset. Maybe something they did, they're embarrassed.
That's right.
Or people, just adults. But God says He's the glory and the lifter of your head.
Come
He's wanting to lift you.
Lord.
I remember years ago, Jesse and I went to Darwin in Australia. Mm-hmm. And we were so blessed because they had the Aborigines that had come from all over that area. And some of them have come, you know, just walking there. And they had, there was some that came from a village and they all piled into this truck and the truck broke down, but they didn't give up. They wanted to get to that meeting. So they wrote us the beautiful letter. I wish I had it today, but I'll never forget it. They said how they walked through crocodile infested waters to get to the meeting. So they some of them were still dirty from that. And I remember some of the people that were there at the church wasn't sure if they wanted them around because they didn't smell too nice.
That's right.
But they were determined to be there, and it was such a blessing. I remember when Jesse and I went to talk to some of them, they didn't even want to look us in the eye. They had such been so oppressed for so many years there in that culture. Oh, and that happens as well. We saw a lot of that when we went to South Africa during the days of apartheid, and how the people around will want to push down someone else. But God will never do that. He's always going to be the one who, He's the glory and the lifter of your head. He always wants you to know how much He loves you, and He wants you to receive everything that He promised to you. And so He's the glory and the lifter of your head. I believe God is lifting your head today. You qualify for God's blessing. You qualify for His love. Mm-hmm. You qualify for His peace. You qualify for His wisdom. And it's all in the Bible. It's all available to you if you just tap into it and receive it.
I love it so much. That's so true.
We're going to read Romans chapter 5 and get into the Word here, because this, knowing that you qualify for God's love, is ground zero.
It is.
Christianity. So Romans chapter 5 tells us that God loves you, and He wants you to receive it. He loved you even while you were a sinner.
That's right. It's some good news.
It is.
I love it. Yes, ma'am. I'll read it. It says, "But God commandeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I love it. And then the Amplified translation, it says, "But God clearly shows and proves His own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Mm. And this is just so awesome. I have a little praise report testimony I'd love to share that goes with this, because, you know, God can use you wherever He wants. He can bring you to places, unexpected places, and use you as a light to bring the glorious gospel to someone who's in need.
That's so true.
Yeah, isn't that true? And it's up to us to just let Him use you and work through
and
that.
And follow that prompting.
Yes.
That sometimes you don't realize that God led you to say a certain thing to someone after it's done.
That's right. And that's a perfect way to put it, because there were some things that I didn't even think I'd say that God just prompted me to speak to someone. I'd love to share it with y'all today.
Okay, yeah.
I think it works great with this. So I recently, and this is a little confession, I got a speeding ticket.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, I did. I was going 25 in a 20, Pastor.
Oh, that's
Kevin.
Not right.
I know.
Well, that was
Come
at a school
on.
Zone, though.
It might have been.
See, that's you got to be
correct. You got to be really
school
careful.
Zones are important.
Right. So actually, on this way, I was bringing little Sophia to her Nona's house, her grandmother's house, and I was feeling pretty sanctified that day, too. I was listening to my gospel music. Maybe that's where I was going. I was a little too into the gospel music. So I hear the sirens, and I get pulled over by a policeman, and, you know, I talked to him. I said, "Yes, sir, I understand." He wrote me the ticket, and part of me was like, come on, this is, I didn't even realize it was a 20, you know, 25 and a 20, but I just said, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to accept this ticket."
Yeah.
I got the ticket, and the police officer said, "Well, you could probably just go pay online." So I tried to go pay online, and it wouldn't let me. They said, "You have to go to the courthouse." Mm-hmm. And so I was like, come on, this isn't fair, right? Just let me pay online. So what I did was I called the courthouse. They said, "No, ma'am, you have to come in." So I just said, okay. So I had my date to go into court, and I've never been in court before. This was a whole new experience. So I came in with my purse and my phone, and the police officer said, "No, ma'am, you got to bring all your stuff back to the car. You can't have your phone. You can't have anything." I said, okay. So left all my stuff, went back into the courthouse, and it was filled with people. Mm-hmm. And everybody was bored because they couldn't scroll on their Facebook page. So everybody was kind of quiet and just sitting there waiting for the judge. And I sat next to this young lady. And so naturally, I had nothing to do, and I was just looking around, and I felt the Lord prompt in me to say hi to her and just to talk to her. So I made a conversation. I looked at her. I said, "Oh, this might take forever, huh? It looks like we're going to take forever here." And she laughed, and she said, "Yeah, it looks like we're going to be here for a while." And I said, "You know, I'm getting a little nervous." And she laughed at me. She saw that I had my speeding ticket in my hand. She said, "Nervous? You're nervous for just a speeding ticket? You didn't do what I've done."
Oh.
And so I was like, got a little curious. And so I was thinking to myself, should I even ask? But I felt like I should. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, what'd you do? Just, I don't know this lady from anywhere." And, you know, she looked so sorrowful and kind of shameful. And she said, "Well, you know, I shoplifted. And I took some things I shouldn't have taken. And it was such a stupid mistake." And you could see the tears welling up in her eyes. And she said, "You know, I don't know why I did it. I regret it. I'm so upset about it. Now, if I get this on my record, I'm going to get kicked out of nursing school. Mm. I lost my job over this. I had to pay a fine, and I didn't have the money to pay the fine." So, and she's just pouring her heart out to me.
Wow.
And I felt led of the Lord to just, you know, talk to her about Jesus. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, are you sorry for what you did?" She said, yes. And I said, are you repentant? Do you repent? You know, did you ask God for forgiveness? She said, oh, yes, I have. And then I said, well, do you believe you're blessed and you're highly favored? She said, yeah, I actually do. And she showed me her forearm and she had the word blessed tattooed on her, uh-huh, on her arm. And I said, well, look, you know you're blessed. You put it right there so you could see it every day. And I just started to minister to her and tell her, listen, we're going to believe today that the Lord is going to expunge your record, that this is not going to kick you out of school, that you will have a prosperous future. I told her that you're going to replenish the funds, that the fine, everything's going to be taken care of, and you just need to believe that with me today. And in that courthouse, we prayed a prayer together, mm-hmm, and it was done. And when I tell you, Pastor Kathy, I had so much faith in that prayer for this, mm-hmm, this young lady. I knew that it was going to get taken care of.
And how did she react when you told her that?
Oh, she asked me.
She just grabbed hold of it, or
yes,
she didn't doubt it?
No, she didn't doubt it.
She just believed it.
I think she was so just enamored by the fact that I took the time to pray with her and, yeah, get to know her, because she, you know, she looked like
she needed a friend.
She needed
right
a
there.
Friend. She needed somebody. And she actually asked me where I work. She said, what do you do? I said, I work at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. And she was like, oh, awesome. So I got to share that part of my life with her. Mm-hmm. And so it was our time to kind of go into a little room to talk to a lawyer or the judge that was there. And so I was first and she was right behind me. So I walked in and they said, okay, Mr. Fuentes, it's $200. I said, okay, I won't make that mistake again. And I went to go pay my fine. And when I turned around, she came running out of the room with tears in her eyes. And she said, can I hug you? Can I hug you? She said, they're not putting it on my record.
Praise
and they
God.
Told me that the fine that I paid was too much and they're giving me back the money.
Wow.
So in that moment,
praise
she
God.
Gave me a huge hug and she said the words, thank you for praying for me. And in that moment, and then I forgot to tell you this part as well, she told me that her court date kept getting pushed back because of weather, because of another star. I think they were filming a movie or something. They kept pushing it back. So God just divinely orchestrated that meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I got that ticket. I shouldn't have been going, you know, 25 into 20. But the Lord used that moment so that, mm-hmm, I could pray for her. And, mm-hmm, she knew in that moment that she was blessed. She was highly favored. She got righteous and she got blessed. She said she got forgiveness and the Lord, yeah, honored her. And I still pray for her. And I know that she's walking in God's promises, but she had tears in her eyes in that moment, knowing that she was blameless.
Yeah.
She had no shame.
You know, it's so true, though. People, when they make a mistake or they fall or they do something they know they shouldn't have done, mm-hmm, the enemy piles it on them and, yeah, makes them think they can never get out of that situation.
That's right.
They're doomed to continue to go down that same wrong
yeah
pathway. But God wants to bring, in fact, He brought us to you,
yes,
today. Maybe you're in that situation. You recognize that you made some mistakes. You've made some wrong choices, but God always has someone in your path,
that's right,
like He had Chrissy in her path
that
day.
Beautiful, yes.
He has us in your path today to let you know that you can recover from that. God's word, He's so merciful that He loved you even when you didn't love Him.
That's right.
And He loves you when you do right and when you do wrong. But His word does have a major catch. It's the only works when you put your faith in it and obey it.
Yes.
That girl that day put her faith in what you were saying.
Yes.
You were led by the Holy Spirit to say the things you said. In fact, that divine meeting, that was a divine connection.
It was.
That was a moment where she was desperate and God brought someone in her path,
yes,
that could bring her words that would lift her up. Be the
praise
God was the wanted to reveal Himself as the glory and the lifter of her head.
Yeah.
He did it came from heaven through you.
Yes.
But someone on the earth will impact your life. I believe that's what God does. He connects us on purpose for His purpose.
Yeah.
And you were connected with that woman.
I didn't. The whole time I was griping, why can't I go pay this? Why can't I just go online like everybody else? Or, oh, I got to go put my phone up. Now I got to go talk to people, you know. But
yeah,
God used every little step. And the Holy Spirit, you know, when the Holy Spirit speaks through you, you just still have to allow it. You have, mm-hmm, to take off the limits and just know, hey, I believe that this is an unction from the Holy Spirit to help somebody, whether you're in a courthouse or in Walmart or drive-through, a school, wherever it is, the Lord wants to use you. Mm-hmm. And it was just such an awesome thing to be used to remind her, hey, listen, you are blessed. You are, yeah, highly favored. You are chosen. And it might not seem like you qualify and the world may send you straight to jail over things, but the Lord wants to break every chain. He
That's
wants
so
to
true.
Lift up your head
That's
and He
so
wants
true.
To help you through this life and He will do it when you
he
obey
will.
Him.
He will do
Amen.
It. You know, I love that. In fact, no matter what you're going through today, you got to believe God's word and act on His word to see His word come to pass
yes.
in your life. You know, God won't take over and do everything for you. Yeah. He set up a system that requires faith in every area of your life. And just like everything else the gospel teaches, you've got to follow, allow the righteousness of God, of the blood of Jesus, to keep your heart right if you want to succeed. And all it does take is to make sure that your heart is repentant.
Yes.
And repentance is really not a hard thing. It simply just means turning from what was wrong, recognizing what was wrong, and what maybe was wrong thinking or wrong acting.
Yes.
And turn instead of turning away from God, turn toward God and honor Him by allowing Him to wash you clean. You just say, Lord, forgive me. Yes. And He does.
Amen.
Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my wrong or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then He totally turns things around.
He
washes
sure
you clean. And it's as though it had never existed.
Yes.
Like He expunged your record, like that woman.
Yeah, He totally removed
her
from her record, and she didn't have to worry about having that shame or going to her school and telling them what she's done, possibly her whole trajectory of her life, her dream actually, to become a nurse. She was a nursing student. From that one decision could have totally been destructive to her plan and to her heart's desire, but the Lord honored that she was repentant.
I love
that He'll honor that for you today and for me and for everyone that's mm-hmm. willing to come to Him. And that's just some good news.
It is. Mm-hmm. So let's continue with our study, Chrissy. Let's turn to Luke chapter 6. You know, you've probably heard people say that what goes around comes around.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever noticed how much people believe in retribution when it comes to doing bad things? In other words, sowing bad seeds mm-hmm. in life. People are quick to believe that you can get a return on a bad sowing, but so many of them don't expect you to ever get a return on
a
good seed.
That's so true, huh?
It's so unbalanced.
It is.
It doesn't even make sense.
It really does. You just, what goes around comes around. They're going to get what they deserve.
Yeah, but when you tell them when you sow good seed, they want to... That's too good to be true.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what they'll say. But God has a great plan. And so this scripture in Luke chapter 6 gives us a good insight into this. And these are the words of Jesus. Why don't you read Luke 6, verse 38.
Yes, ma'am. It says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again." That's awesome.
That.
Good
that's
measure,
great
pressed
teaching.
Down, shaken together, running over. Those are some good,
yeah,
good
be
words.
Generous when you give. And that applies many times. We've taught on this for finances, but it applies in every area of life.
That's right.
With give love, give mercy, be generous with that. Be generous with your kindness. You were generous to take the time to talk to that
yes.
new friend that you met.
Yeah.
And it did bring forth a great fruit. In fact, the Amplified Bible says that one so much clearer. Can you read that
yes,
one
ma'am.
As well?
Yes, ma'am. It says, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, with no space left for more. For with the standard of measurement you use when you do good to others, it will be measured to you in return." I love that. Look, with no space left for more.
That's so
jam-packed
good.
With good stuff.
That's overflow.
Overflow
that's
is
overwhelming
right.
Overwhelming blessing.
That's right. Overwhelming.
Right there as well,
mm-hmm.
which is Jesse's book there, which
yes.
is so good. So in other words, whatever measure that we give is what God is going to use to measure back our harvest.
Yes, right.
Back to us. So what does He use as a measuring cup for harvest? Well, we're not going to go there in the whole teaching, but in Mark chapter 4 and Mark chapter 10 talks about the hundredfold return. There's a 30, 60, and 100-fold harvest, as explained that Jesus taught on the parable of the sower. And that's mm-hmm. a good example.
That is.
And we can expect that what we sow into good soil will also reap 30, 60, and 100-fold.
Yeah, I love what you and boss say. Like, why not go for the 100-fold?
Why not?
If you can have that. Uh-huh. And it's so true. It's so available. And I love how the Lord always uses a seed mm-hmm. as an example, and how you plant the seed and you water it with the word, and then it grows up and it becomes fruitful and it multiplies. And it kind of goes back to our verse in Genesis, mm-hmm. be fruitful, multiply,
right.
subdue. It's all connected, his
That's
way
so
of teaching this.
Yeah, you give a kindness as a seed. It may not seem like much to you, but you're kind to someone, you're loving to someone, you're generous. Instead of pushing through, you give them let them cut in the line, to sort of
yeah,
speak,
that's right.
or speak a word of encouragement. And that may be a seed in the beginning, but God begins to water it and it begins to grow.
That's right.
And it brings a big harvest. So
it sure does.
When we give, we can expect, and we treat people that way, we can expect to be treated that way
that's
as well.
That's right. So good.
So it'll come back to you. In fact, how often we meet people who don't even really seem to be living for God or know God, but they just... I remember Jesse and I were talking with someone who was a waitress, and Jesse had just been very generous, giving them a generous tip. And he'll often say, I like to be a blessing because, you know, you work for a living and you need, and he says, I remember when I used to work in restaurants or something, he says, and nobody'd stiff me all the time. He'd bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, and then he says, I'm sure people do that to you today. She says, yeah, they do. But I mean, they will say, yeah, but God always makes it up, or they're, you know, they just roll with it. And then here we are, we come around and we make up for what the others didn't
do. That's so true. That's so many times I've seen that in my own life where something might not have gone my way or somebody wasn't fair, but that the Lord just brings people in your path, or just blessings fall into your lap. And you're like, wow, how did this happen? And it was miraculous. And I love that I think there was a recent boardroom chat, you and Boss talked about how you shouldn't be surprised by miracles.
Right.
That miracles should be normal. And that's what happens when you reap your harvest, is when things don't go your way, but you continue to be loving and kind and display the fruits of the Spirit, when you continue to pour into others, even when people have maybe taken advantage of you, or God will make sure that you will get your reward.
That's
a good, just God, and He wants you to be blessed in the city, in the field, all that good
stuff. That's so good. Because, you know, God, it's not fleshy to have good things in life.
That's right.
There's some good reasons for prosperity, and it's not fleshy or anti-spiritual to have nice things.
That's right.
And that's really what glorious living is all about.
I love some glorious nice things, too, on earth as it is in heaven,
that's
right?
That's so true, and we qualify for that. We don't have to do anything specific other than just believe God and trust Him follow His word. So God originally created you to live a beautiful life in a garden called Eden without the burdens of sin, sickness, or lack. We talked about that in the first part one about how Adam and Eve had all those beautiful things, but they chose to disobey
God. That's right.
But God wants us to have beautiful things. That's why we're drawn to beautiful places and things on the earth.
Right.
I mean, I love to look out at the water. I love to look at a beautiful garden. I love to surround myself with beautiful things. You know, that's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's glorious.
It's glorious.
It's marvelous.
But God likes beauty, and you were made in His image, so it only stands to reason that you'd like to be surrounded by beauty as well.
That's right.
So I like being around you, girl.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Kathy. It takes one to know one.
You're a beauty queen,
though,
aren't you?
I was Miss St. John Parish, Sugar
Hallelujah.
Queen.
Yeah,
see? To do my little pageant wave. But I love when we talk about God loves beautiful things, and so many people, even young women, you know, tear themselves down in this society. They compare themselves to other people and identity and things like that. And you really need to realize that you were created by God and you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you might not, you know, you're comparing yourself to other people, you stop doing that and start thinking about your God and how He created you and made you uniquely you. Be that light in the world that He's called you to be. Don't shy away from things just because you might be different, or just because you might not look the way, you know, some other people expect you to look. Those are lies from the enemy. And so I just wanted to say that as a little cliff note in there,
it's
because
so
people need to know that.
Believe it yourself. And you know, you have to realize if people don't like you, realize God does.
That's right.
It reminds me of when I was, used to have a little daycare business, and I taught the little children how to sing, and I would sing along with them, and they love my voice.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't like my voice.
No. Oh, I think you're beautiful.
But
I love it. Even your voice is great.
I just told Jesse, whenever I would sing along with him, it was on our first date, I'd sing along. He had me come sit on the piano bench while he was playing the piano.
I
sang along, not realizing that I couldn't sing. So I didn't qualify to sit on the bench with him, but I was qualified to sing with those children.
That's so sweet. I love it.
But they love my voice. I just often say, you just have to find your audience.
You got to find your
God
audience.
God loves my voice, and God loves everything about me. And there's a lot of things about me I don't like.
Yeah.
But I can't focus on that. I have to realize how precious I am in His sight.
That's right.
And that will help me to thrive and fulfill the purpose that He's called me to fulfill. I can't be Jesse. I can't be Chrissy.
That's right.
I can't be anyone else, but I can be Kathy.
Yeah.
And you can't be someone else, but you can be you. And
That's
God loves
right.
your authentic you, not someone else that a manufactured you or something that's a carbon copy of someone
else.
He's not looking for someone else. He's looking for you. And
so
he made you that way just because He loves you. And so you are something about you. It can't be fulfilled by anyone else.
That's so good. You qualify no matter what. No matter what, you qualify.
You qualify because God doesn't count His wealth by streets of gold.
That's
He
right.
counts His wealth by the souls He possesses. So you are one of His souls if you know Him. So you're wealthy.
That's right. That's
God
so
sees,
good.
God counts His wealth that way. And His greatest asset is a soul. It's worth more than the whole world.
Yes, ma'am. And I love this ministry, that the whole ministry ministry is for only almost 50 years now is based on winning souls to the kingdom of God. People all over the world getting blessed by Jesse Duplantis Ministries because we have that great commission of Jesus in mind at all times. I wanted to share, this was from YouTube. It says, thank you, Jesse Duplantis Ministries, learning while here, watching your teachings and getting transformed on a daily basis. I'm your partner all the way from South Africa.
I love
that. So people are getting blessed in South Africa by watching on YouTube. And it's because we're kingdom-minded. And you and Brother Jesse, you built this beautiful ministry, a calling from God to see souls changed for and transformed by the kingdom, one soul at a time. What a beautiful, beautiful statement.
I love
that.
I never get tired of hearing those kind of testimonies.
Me too.
I think about all the people over the years that have been impacted through the ministry. And because we've said yes, believe that we qualify.
That's right.
When Jesse first started out to preach, I remember several pastors. Well, one pastor in particular told him he wasn't qualified. He wasn't called. But we knew we were. We knew
That's
Jesse
right.
knew he was called. And then I stepped in and did everything behind the scenes to help.
That's
and eventually
right.
God called me to step up and preach. I remember telling Jesse one day, God's called me to preach too. He wasn't sure.
Uh-huh.
I could tell that look on his face. But you may not feel qualified when you first step out, but you keep walking.
That's right.
And you'll see how God will bring to you all the things, all the giftings necessary to fulfill the calling that he has in your life.
It's so wonderful.
It's so beautiful.
Yes.
God just cares so much about us. He wants us to believe in ourselves. God wants you to believe in the love that he has for you.
That's right.
How much he has already qualified you to fulfill every plan, every purpose,
That's right.
every a desire that he has for your life. And because we're his kids. He
That's
loves,
right.
Don't you love Miss Little Sophia
oh, my goodness.
To be the best she can be?
That's right. And that's so good. It's such a joy. And I think about that as a parent now, having her and watching her, putting her in everything, right? Put her in dancing school and she's doing a good job.
Every opportunity.
Yes, every opportunity. And I enjoy watching it so much. How much more does our Heavenly Father enjoy watching us when we are discovering new things or we're becoming more like Christ and we're reading his word and obeying him. And you know, I look at little Sophia and I see her in dancing school. She might not be qualified in the natural to go up on that stage and perform, but when I watch her go up there, oh man, she's qualified to do anything in my sight.
Well, you know, the truth is that every single thing that we start to do in life starts somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to start somewhere.
That's
if you
right.
didn't learn that first step, flat ball change, whatever
yeah.
it is,
oh, he's here,
you couldn't do the rest of it. But and so God starts us off somewhere, and he sees the end from the beginning.
That's right.
And so we have to just stay with it. Don't give up. If it's not perfect, just keep moving forward. I've made a lot of recipes over the year. My first gumbo was a total trash disaster. Jesse actually called it trash gumbo. But now I have great gumbo.
She
but
does.
I didn't give up. But the thing is that God already qualifies us to do everything he's called us to do, and he just wants us to take that first step.
That's right.
Wants to keep moving forward, and he adds to it, and he grows us. And then what happens? He gets the glory for it.
I love it.
He gets the glory for
it. And that's what all matters
bit.
Is that we are a reflection of him in everything we do. And when he sets us out and he qualifies us to go do what we're called to do and just by his word and we step out in faith, no matter what, we're always victorious with God. Mm-hmm. No matter what, if there was a failure or something that didn't work out according to your plan, well, God's plans are so much better. When we surrender to him and say, Lord, I believe you're going to work it out in my favor. I know I'm blessed. I know I'm qualified.
Amen.
When you start saying those things over your life, it gets you stirred up.
That's so good.
You start becoming a light to other people. And sometimes you're not even realizing you're preaching and you're saying a whole sermon to somebody and you're not even realizing it just because it becomes so natural to you.
Yeah, and you need to start thinking bigger and thinking higher because it'll start transforming your inside and then what you say will come out. It'll be different.
That's right.
And so it's so important that you keep believing because God wants us to move beyond a poverty mentality.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about poverty of money, but poverty mentality and I can't do this. I'm not qualified for to be able to go to school. I'm not qualified to go do that job or maybe God has called you to do a certain profession and you don't feel qualified.
That's right.
God qualifies you if he gives you that idea. So he wants you to move forward and realize that he has everything ahead for you. Do not give up. Keep moving forward. You qualify. We keep saying that, but it is so important.
It's such a good statement, too.
I'm going to say it right now. I qualify.
I qualify, too.
I'm qualified by God.
Amen.
Not by what I've done, but by what I believe and what He has done.
Ooh, this was so good, Pastor Kathy. Mm-hmm. It gets me excited. It gets me stirred up knowing that even you right now watching, if you feel like you've taken on this and you feel it down deep in your spirit and you're ready to move forward in what God's called you to do, knowing you're qualified, comment below. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We love reading them. We do read them. Sometimes we put them in glorious moments. Your testimonies can be, you know, in the magazine, or we share them online so often. So please comment below. Let us know if this touched your life, because just being here in Studio C studying with you, it's changed mine.
It does, and I get changed every time I think about it, because God always is pulling us to think higher, to think bigger, mm-hmm. to believe everything that He's called us to reach for. And there's nothing that's impossible when you look at a big God that that's created right. the universe.
That's right.
Created everything that you see. So decide today to think bigger, to think higher. Put your hope and your faith in God and in His covenant, and He will that He put in effect long ago. You know, I heard this said just recently, long before there was a church, there was a cross. Mm-hmm. And before there was a cross, there was a covenant. God made a covenant with mankind, made a covenant with us. And He says, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be that covenant in place. Mm-hmm. And so what it is, we believe what Jesus did on the cross, paid the price for us, qualified us to stand righteous before God, not with any condemnation right. or any hindrance, and just trust Him and believe Him like little Sophia believes you.
Yeah,
trust
right.
you, trust you as a mom, and to care for her, to provide for everything Amen. She needs to, bring her in places where she can grow and mature. I believe that God is calling you to this place right here at Studio C at our Glorious Living program to help you to mature. And we started last week with this teaching on God Says You Qualify. We've continued today with part two. But I believe that God has brought you here so that you can know that God, the good plan that you have that God has given to your life. Maybe it's been in your heart. Maybe you've written it down. Maybe you have it posted on a vision board, and maybe it's sort of slipped away. God wants to breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation back into that promise, yeah. back into that dream, because He wants you to know that He has something ahead for you.
Amen.
So don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep putting the Word of God in your heart. Keep speaking it with your mouth. Keep believing, because God has a great plan for your life.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
So good. Yes, ma'am. I feel the Holy Spirit even now as we're talking. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to know that we qualify for all the blessings of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad. Thank you for joining me for this study.
I love it. I'll be back next week, too. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward to all that God does. He keeps growing this whole format.
Yes.
And I love the way that we're getting into the Word of God. We try to connect it with the different things that we do, whether it's a publication or magazine or broadcast
book,
or something
whatever
that's
going on, yes.
event that's happening, to try to make this more current and what's happening here at the ministry, because I believe that God has a great plan, and this is, we're just walking it out.
Yeah, I love it.
We're qualified to do this every single week. Thank you, Chrissy, for being
you.
With me.
Thank
and thank you.
You
so much for being with me again this week. I look forward to seeing you next week right here in Studio C. I believe God will have a great plan, a great promise, a great blessing for you. So be strong and see you next week.